Supreme Court has refused to make yoga education compulsory in schools, saying that it was for the center to take a call on such issues. Supreme Court has given final opportunity to Jammu and Kashmir government to file a reply within 3 months on issue of Muslims being a minority in state. Karnataka High Court has allowed Wipro GE Healthcare Private Limited's refund claim of around 20 crores paid as central sales tax, CST, for the period covered by foreign trade policy for the year 2009 to 2014. GST Council has confirmed applicability of reverse charge mechanism on all legal services provided to business entities. GST Council in its 20th meeting has fixed GST rate for textile job works at 5% and cut rate for government works contract to 12% with benefits of input tax credit. GST Council has said that tax rate of job work for printing books and newspapers will be 12% if service is supplied by someone else, while GST rate will remain 5% if it is printed by same organization. GST Council has brought down agriculture services tax rate of post-harvest in storage to 12% from current 18%. Tax rate for entry into planetariums has been reduced to 18% from 28%. GST Council has said that in case of rent-a-cab service, GST rate will be 12% if service provider does not wish to claim input tax credit, ITC, while it will be 5% if ITC is taken. M. Venkaiah Naidu has been elected as the next Vice President of India, defeating opposition candidate Gopal Krishna Gandhi by a margin of 272 votes. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has asked exporters to register their bank accounts with Customs for Integrated Goods and Services Tax, IGST, refunds before filing shipping bills. Supreme Court has directed Kerala Public Service Commission, KPSC, to appoint a candidate who had been denied advice memo for appointment as a lower division typist. Supreme Court has cleared decks for selection and appointment of over 3,500 sub-inspectors and platoon commanders in Uttar Pradesh Police, which has been stalled for over 6 years. Supreme Court has constituted a three-judge bench headed by Justice Deepak Mishra to hear a batch of petitions challenging Allahabad High Court verdict in Ayodhya land dispute case from the 11th of August. Kerala High Court has revoked life ban imposed on cricketer S. Srisanth by Board of Control for Cricket in India due to his alleged involvement in a spot-fixing scandal, which marred the Indian Premier League in 2013. Bombay High Court has accepted state government's decision to keep age limit for Govindas at 14 years and removed height restriction that was imposed by 2014 judgment. Bombay High Court has upheld decision of a full bench of High Court that held that under prisons, Bombay furlough and parole rules, 1959, a convict confined in an open prison can be released on parole or furlough by sanctioning authorities without surety. Delhi High Court has directed Centre to examine necessity of laying down guidelines for appointment of chairman and members of Union Public Service Commission. Delhi High Court has refused to quash orders issued by Insert on bids invited for supply of educational kits through Central Public Procurement e-tender system. Delhi High Court has sought response of government and Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, on appeal accusing one of its assistant professors of plagiarism. Delhi High Court has refused to quash rape charges against an accused who had gone on to marry the complainant. A Delhi court, while observing that rights of press persons are not higher than that of the common man but responsibilities are higher, has said that press does not enjoy any special privileges to comment, criticize or even to investigate the facts of any case.